The Woman in Cabin 10, written by Ruth Ware and read by Imogen Church. In my dream, the girl was drifting, far, far below the crashing waves and the cries of the gulls, in the cold, sunless depths of the North Sea. Her laughing eyes were white and bloated with salt water. Her pale skin was wrinkled, her clothes ripped by jagged rocks and disintegrating into rags. Only her long black hair remained, floating through the water like fronds of dark seaweed, tangling in shells and fishing nets, washing up on the shore in hanks like frayed rope, where it lay limp, the roar of the crashing waves against the shingle filling my ears. I woke, heavy with dread. It took me a while to remember where I was, and still longer to realize that the roar in my ears was not part of the dream, but real. The room was dark, with the same damp mist I'd felt in my dream. And as I pulled myself to sitting, I felt a cool breeze on my cheek. It sounded like the noise was coming from the bathroom. I climbed off the bed, shivering slightly. The door was shut, but as I walked across to it, I could hear the roar building, the pitch of my heart rising alongside. Taking my courage in both hands, I flung open the door. The noise of the shower filled the small room as I groped for the switch. Light flooded the bathroom, and that's when I saw it. Written across the steamy mirror, in letters maybe 6 inches high, were the words, "Stop digging."